gotta be bold. This story gotta be told. On your fists, going and glow. This the sun, your empower show. Stay on go like a lion who on the prowl. Send your sales, help you get it. We doing it and doing it now.
Hey, Empower Disruptors. Welcome back to the Sonya Empower Show, where I ignite your online business and help you own your fierceness. Embrace your unique beauty, talents, and strengths. Rise above fear and step into your destiny as you build empires and shatter expectations together. Are you ready to tap into your inner power and create a life that truly lights you up? Because that's exactly what we're diving into in today's episode. Elevating your life, rising above, and stepping boldly into your new. Lately, I've been reflecting on the incredible strength each of you possesses, sometimes without even realizing it. And it brought me to this powerful statement, something I shared recently, and felt it resonated so deeply that it deserves a deeper dive here with you all. It goes like this: rise above trash because you're class. Rise above mess because you're blessed. Rise above fear because you're fierce. Doesn't that just hit you right in the soul? It's a powerful reminder of your inherent worth and your capability to transcend the things that hold you back. And today, we're going to unpack this and expand on it, giving you practical steps to truly rise above and step into the amazing new that awaits you. What is a mantra? Now, you might hear phrases like this and think, okay, Sonya, that sounds nice, but what exactly is it? Well, the core of this powerful statement lies in the concept of a mantra. A mantra is a word, sound, phrase, or sentence that is repeated to aid concentration in meditation or to create a positive affirmation. Think of it as a powerful seed you plant in your mind. Through repetition, you nurture that seed, and it begins to take root, influencing your thoughts, beliefs, and ultimately, your actions. Our opening statement acts as a powerful mantra. By repeating these phrases, you are consciously choosing to embody these qualities: class, blessedness, and fierceness. You are actively telling yourself who you are and what you are capable of, expanding the rise above mindset. But it doesn't stop there, does it? Life throws so many things our way, and our capacity to rise above extends far beyond just trash, mess, and fear. That's why I wanted to share some additional ways you can apply this powerful rise above mindset to your life. Rise above doubt because you're destined. Believe in your unique purpose and the path that's unfolding for you. Don't let that nagging inner critic dim your vision of what you're meant to achieve. Rise above negativity because you're positive. Consciously choose to focus on the good, even amidst challenges. Your inner light is a powerful force against darkness. Rise above limitations because you're limitless. Don't let self-imposed or external boundaries define what you believe you can achieve. Your potential is vast and waiting to be explored. Rise above comparison because you're unique. Celebrate your individuality, your journey, and your own pace. Your worth isn't measured by someone else's milestones. Rise above the past because you're present. Learn from your experiences, but don't let yesterday's burdens weigh down today's opportunities. Embrace the power of the now. Rise above the noise because you have your own voice. Trust your intuition, your inner wisdom, and speak your truth with confidence. Don't let the opinions of others drown out what you know to be right. Rise above the storm because you're resilient. Life will have its challenges, but your ability to weather them, learn, and bounce back is a testament to your inner strength. Rise above the ordinary because you're extraordinary. Embrace your unique talents, passions, and the special something that makes you, you. Don't settle for a life that doesn't ignite your soul. Step into your new. Whether it's a new phase of life, a new goal, a new relationship, or simply a new way of being, requires us to consciously release what no longer serves us. Holding onto the trash, the mess, the fear, or any of these other limiting factors will only weigh you down and prevent you from embracing the amazing possibilities that lie ahead. It's about recognizing your inherent worth and deciding that you deserve more. More peace, more joy, more fulfillment. Rising above isn't about pretending the negative doesn't exist. It's about choosing not to let it define you or control your path forward. Now, my fierce ones, I don't want you to just listen to this and think, "That sounds great, Sonya." I want you to take action. That's why every episode includes a fab, you guessed it, fierce action breakthrough assignment to help you integrate these concepts into your daily life. Fierce action breakthrough assignment. Your rise above reflection. For this week's fab assignment, I want you to take some time for quiet reflection. Grab a journal, a piece of paper, or even just your notes app on your phone. Consider these questions. 1. Identify your trash. What negative thoughts, self-talk, or external influences are you currently allowing to clutter your mental space? Be honest with yourself. What trash do you need to consciously decide to rise above? 2. Acknowledge your mess. What areas of your life feel chaotic, disorganized, or unresolved? This could be physical clutter, unfinished projects, or lingering emotional baggage. What mess can you begin to declutter and release because you are truly blessed? 3. Pinpoint your fear. What fears, big or small, are currently holding you back from stepping into something new or pursuing your goals? What fear can you acknowledge and begin to move through because you are undeniably fierce? 4. Choose your rise above focus. From the expanded list we discussed, doubt, negativity, limitations, etc., which one or two resonate most strongly with you right now? What specific area do you want to consciously focus on rising above this week? 5. Create your mini mantra. Based on your reflections, create your own personalized mini mantra. It could be a variation of our original statement or something entirely new that speaks directly to your current needs. For example, if you identify doubt as a key area, your mantra might be, "I rise above doubt because I am destined for greatness." Repeat this mantra to yourself several times a day with intention and belief. 6. Take one small action. Identify one small actionable step you can take this week that aligns with your chosen rise above focus. If you're rising above mess, maybe it's decluttering one drawer. If you're rising above fear, maybe it's researching that thing you've been afraid to try. Small steps create momentum. This week, your mission, should you choose to accept it, and I highly encourage you to, is to engage with this fab assignment. Take the time, be honest with yourself, and commit to taking that one small action. You have the power within you to elevate your life, to rise above what holds you back, and to step boldly into the incredible new that awaits you. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Sonya Empower Show. I'd love to hear your feedback. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Connect with me on social media. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more business empowerment resources, visit sonyasales.com. And for additional resources on personal growth and inspiration, visit chocolatedropinspired.com. Until next time, empowered disruptors, break free, be fierce.